Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Good morning. Thank you for taking some time and joining us here on the College to Pro Players Platform Show. I'm your show host, Beau Marchand. As always, we appreciate you taking the time. And today we have a great guest from Stonehill. It's Jared Gaines. Jared, good morning. How's the day treating you so far?
Treating me very well. Good morning to you, too.
It's a good morning. A lot of college football action this week. And this week you guys got a big game coming up. That's a night game. CBS will be televising it. I think that always puts a little extra burst in everybody's step, knowing that it's the sole game that night. What's it like knowing that you're taking on New Haven and that whole, kind of atmosphere?
It's going to be a great experience. We know that it's a great opportunity for our school and for our players. We actually have a short week. We had the game Saturday, and we're coming back to play a game on Thursday on national TV. We're playing a tough opponent. I believe New Haven's ranked fifth in the nation for Elite D2. So we know that we have a huge challenge against us.
Definitely, and you guys are having a good season. I think you guys are 4-3. Am I right there? 4-3.
Yep, 4-3, 4-2 in conference.
Yeah, and that's the big one, 4-2 in conference.
Yep.
And for you, I mean, I was watching the film you brought, and we were kind of talking about what you bring to the table, in terms of football. And like I said, I mean, it seems like since you got to Stonehill, I mean, you were, co-freshman of the year, and then, you've gone on to all-super region second team. And, I mean, the accolades just have kind of built on themselves. I was watching some video and stuff. So you kind of had a late start to football. I think that you said, your senior season was, you didn't get a lot of recruiting because you kind of started late. Is that kind of how it went?
Yeah, in high school, I played a little bit junior year. Senior year was really my breakout season, and I really wasn't, used to, the recruiting process, so I really didn't get recruited until late. Every D1 school that I talked to said that they pretty much had all their scholarships taken away, and I was, a preferred walk-on, so I just decided to my best option to go to D2.
Definitely, and for you, like I said, when I was watching this tape, I mean, I love the way you wrap up and tackle. I thought, I think you can get through traffic. I mean, you can kind of sift through all that and find the ball carrier. I know you lead the team with 48 tackles, and I think the next two guys have 51 combined or something like that. So you're just always getting to the ball. I mean, I see is that defensive back, but I mean, do they use you in different roles? I know that you blitz a lot, and I mean, you lead the team in tackles for a lot. I mean, what's your role on that Stonehill defense?
Yeah, actually, on the roster, it says that I'm listed as a DB, but I actually look at myself as, an outside linebacker. The type of defense we run is called a 4-2-5, so they actually call me a safety, but I'm usually always in the box, pretty much like a 4-3.
Definitely.
But, yeah, they always use me as blitz, and that's one of my strengths.
Definitely. Once again, Jared Gaines, the standout from Stonehill, kind enough to join us here on your Monday morning here on the College of Pro Players Platform Show. And if you miss this show in its entirety, you simply log on to College of Pro, and there you'll find Jared's bio, and then you'll also find the link to listen to this interview in its entirety. For you, I mean, I'm curious as well. I mean, growing up, I mean, was football always your first sport? I mean, or did you kind of, were sports something you started doing late altogether? I mean, what were you kind of, what was your passion growing up as a young kid?
Yeah, as a young kid, my mom, she always had me in different types of sports, like karate, soccer, baseball, but she loves football. That's one of the reasons why I play the game. That's why I approach it in such a dedicated way, because I definitely play it for my mother. She loves football. It's one of her favorite sports. She's always at every one of my games, and definitely can hear her. While I'm on the field, I definitely can hear her.
That's excellent. And I tell you what, Jared, it's so strange. A lot of kids, it seems like the bulk of all the kids that we've had on the show this particular season, all their mothers have had such a big influence on their football life. I mean, kind of where they're going to go or them playing football. It's just kind of strange that you're another one of these guys that kind of comes on and says, his mother was a big part of, what you kind of do. I'm curious as well. I really appreciate the way you make tackles on the field. It seems like it's something you maybe take pride in. I don't know, but it looks like you take pride in it because you wrap up.
Yep.
You just don't seem like one of those guys who's just going to kind of, lower your shoulder and hope you knock the guy down. I mean, where did you kind of get that technique and that drive to make sure that you're going to wrap up? And once you get your arms on a guy, that they're coming down.
Well, in high school, one of the big things was tackling it, everybody getting to the ball. My coach, he really wanted everybody to be as physical as possible. We every day of practice went full pads, tackling drills for at least 15 minutes of practice every single day. So I believe that I really got that from high school, actually.
No, yeah, and like I said, you can see it on the film. It stands out. And for you, I mean, this final season, I mean, is it kind of bittersweet knowing that you're kind of going through the motions? This will be, you know, your last game versus New Haven, and, you know, your last spring practice was a few months ago.
Yeah, it's actually crazy. This Saturday was our senior day game, and it's just amazing. I still remember coming into camp as a freshman, remember, like, all the butterflies, not knowing what I was going to get myself into. And now just coming here 4 years later, just – playing football, this might be my last opportunity. I'm not really sure, but yeah, it's just a crazy experience. I'm just, every day I go out there, I know that this possibly could be my last game if I, like, God forbid, I get hurt or anything like that, but I know this is my last season. I just want to play every game 110% and give just maximum effort.
Definitely. And how much does that next level kind of weigh on your mind? I mean, how many times, you know, during the week do you kind of think about, you know, maybe getting into the National Football League?
Well, I know that this will definitely be an uphill battle coming from a small D2 school. Me playing like outside linebacker in college, I'm small. I know I want to transfer to transition to safety. But I just know that when I go out there and play, if I would want people to look at me, I know that I have to go out and dominate every single game. And that's what I tell my team. I tell my team that we just have to dominate every single game. That's what I pretty much preach during practice. Third time we're in the huddle, I just want to tell them that we should dominate. That just dominating just looks so much better than just winning.
Team captain?
Yes.
Nice. And what's that like? I mean, after you get that, you know, title next to your name, I mean, the next day when you walk into the locker room, what changes about you? Anything?
Yeah, it feels great. It's just great knowing that my teammates look up to me in that kind of role. I just know that I already knew that I had to play well, but now I feel like I can't make any mistakes. I have to play exceptionally well, knowing that people are looking up to me to be their leader. And I just love to lead by example. That's one of my major things, leading by example.
Definitely. And once again, Jared Gaines, a standout from the Stonehill Skyhawks. Jared, for you, I mean, that team captain role and being that leader, I mean, what are you like in the huddle? I mean, if it's a 3rd and 3 and it's a big play, I mean, take us through that huddle. I mean, how are you going to kind of talk to your teammates? Are you kind of a very intense guy, or are you just kind of a lead by example guy? I mean, take us through that moment, you know, big play, and you're kind of directing this defense.
Yeah, throughout my career, I've always been just a lead by example, but then senior year being named captain, I knew that I had to have more of a vocal role. But definitely during games, I'm way more intense. You'll see me way more intense during games than you would practice. But 3rd down, I'm just telling my team, just trying to motivate them as much as possible that we need to get up the field. We have to make a big play, and that it comes down to us. I try to pride ourselves in knowing that the defense is the one that leads our team. We want to be the ones that if we lose a game, it's on us. If we win a game, it's on us. So definitely 3rd down, I'm just telling them to motivate them. It's like, let's get a big play, let's get off the field, let our offense put the ball in the end zone.
Nice. And for you, I mean, what's that one part of your game you kind of maybe pat yourself on the back? I mean, like I said, I know you get in the backfield a ton. I mean, you're obviously a playmaker. You know, like I said, I mean, you do a lot of things. I mean, you can block kicks. I mean, you do a lot of things well. But, I mean, is there something that you kind of maybe, you know, if you're going to lay on the couch after a game on a Saturday, I mean, what's that one thing you're going to kind of pat yourself on the back about?
I definitely think it's my blitzing ability. I feel like I have a great advantage of timing up snap counts, just reading the quarterbacks, knowing when they want to snap the ball, and when I'm blitzing, I usually have a head start on the offensive line.
Definitely. Is that something from film study, or is that just an internal clock that you have in your head that you just know see it and react to it?
It's film study, and it is something I think I guess naturally had, but definitely film study. You can see on the film, some teams that we play, they do a lot of like check from the sideline, so they might come up to the ball, do like a fake snap count, and then just to see like the defense that we're in, and then look to the sideline. So it's definitely film study.
Definitely, that's great. Like I said, I love playmakers, especially guys that the attention to detail, and I think that's one of the best parts of your game, or the attention to detail, and you see it in that special teams action. You also, so like I said, I love the tackling. Like I said, that was the biggest thing I was awed by when I was watching the video of you was you know, that it's a true tackler. You don't see that a lot, especially in today's game. As these guys go through their careers, it's just a lost art, the art of tackling.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. It's crazy, and you see it. And I mean, is there anything more disgusting than watching a game and seeing a guy running with the ball, and you know, the guy comes up and just gives this lazy-looking attempt to tackle a guy, and it just, I mean, is there any? I mean, it has to be. I mean, at least if I played defense, that has to probably be the most embarrassing thing. That I don't know. Like, that's why you're there. I mean,
yeah, exactly. Missed tackles is something that, especially Stonehill Scouts, my team, is something that we work on all the time. We really don't like missed tackles. Pretty much the games that we've lost so far this year, it's pretty much from this tackle, so we just try to work on that as much as possible.
Excellent. And for you, I mean, all these kids out there listening, I mean, if they have the opportunity to go to Stonehill or any other, you know, schools in the Northeast 10, I mean, what was the one reason you chose Stonehill? And I mean, if these are kids are listening, why would you say, hey, you know, at least give the campus a visit and, you know, check out the whole program?
You know, Stonehill academically is one of the best schools in the conference. It's one of the best schools in actually the Northeast area. Recently, I believe they're ranked the 10th best school in Massachusetts, and they're in the top 100 schools in the nation, I believe. It's just really good academically. That's one of the reasons, one of the main reasons why I came there, just for a great education, especially if football doesn't work out. I know that I would have received a great education. The campus is beautiful.
And for you, I mean, do you graduate in December? When do you get your degree?
I'll graduate in spring.
Okay.
So, yeah. Spring, May of 2013, actually.
Excellent, and that's a big workload. How long did it kind of take you to kind of juggle between, you know, the student athlete, you know, the obviously the books, and then the playbook?
Actually, coming into the camp, the playbook, I felt that was kind of rather easily. We got here a month before school started, so I had a whole month to learn the playbook. But juggling school and football at the same time, kind of hard at first, but the coaches do a great job of laying out schedules for us to follow. All freshmen are required to go to study hall, no matter what your GPA is as a freshman, mandatory. And then after that, you have to have a certain GPA to get out of study hall. So,
oh, really?
That definitely helps you balance football and your academics.
Yeah, definitely. That definitely makes you put your study hall time to use, too. You're not going to be sitting there playing on your phone or something. It's definitely going to be something.
Yeah, they're really strict with that, too. If they catch you on, say, the computer, Facebook, Twitter, anything like that, you'll definitely have some extra running after practice.
Excellent. Once again, Jared Gainsey, standout from the Skyhawks of Stonehill, and they take on New Haven this Thursday, looking to get to 5-2. In their conference playing the Northeast 10, and like I said, that's a big game. That'll be a televised game. So if you're in the area, it's definitely something you're going to want to check out. For you, I mean, you know, we look at that next level. I mean, especially your position, like I said, I mean, about 5'11", 5'10", 215. I mean, if we put you in a helmet and pads at the next level, is there a particular player you might remind us of with your style of play? If we didn't know that was you underneath the helmet and pads, and I know you're not saying that you're as good as, but I mean, is there a player you might remind us of with your style?
I probably would say probably somebody like Troy Polamalu. I feel like he's always around the ball all over the field, and he just doesn't play like back in the defensive backfield. He's usually sometimes up on the line blitzing. And always, every time I watch him play, I'm just like, wow, I need to actually play like him. He's always all around the field, usually in the backfield, some are just making plays.
Yeah, you know, that's a great comparison, because when you watch him, he does a great job at that key moment you see him in the backfield making tackles, or, you know, just that keen ability to time the snap and get there, and, you know, and like I said, he's one of my a treasure to watch, if you will. And for you,
sure.
I mean, growing up, I mean, was there a guy that you kind of pretended you were when you had the ball in your hands? I mean, if you were 10 years old and you were playing football, who did you pretend you were when you were, you know, messing around?
Definitely Jerry Rice. He was my favorite player growing up. Jerry Rice, yeah.
Ah, cool, man. That's excellent too, because that's a little old school. I mean, you know, he was kind of towards the tail end,
Yeah, he was. But I just knew, growing up, because my mom, she used to love the 49ers, and that's where he came from. So I, like, just watched him, and he went to the Raiders, and that was actually my favorite team at one point, just because he was on it. He was an older guy, so I just know people looked up to him and respected him.
Definitely, and I think everyone at the – I think Stonehill looks up and respects you, especially being named team captain and all the other intangibles that you bring to the table. And like I said, you can see it's evident on the field every Saturday what you bring to the table. Well, hey, man, we appreciate you taking some time this morning. Best of luck this Thursday. We'd love to get you back on later down the road, just to find out how things are going and you know, what your next steps are. But, again, best of luck and stay healthy. And like I said, I can't wait to talk to you again.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me on the show.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Jared Gaines, the standout from the Stonehill Skyhawks, kind enough to take some time and join us here on the College to Pro Player Platform Show.
Busy Manuel Sanders of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I was on the Players Platform Show.
This is Chris Carter from the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I was on the Players Platform Show.
And that was Jared Gaines of the Stonehill Skyhawks, and he was also on the Players Platform Show.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.